Welcome to Business Tao with George Cao, where I share with you some reflections on how we can build and grow a thriving business from a place of true heart and joyful productivity. Enjoy this episode. So if you learn marketing, you typically learn that you need to try to get people's attention, right? Try to be charming, try to be persuasive. Maybe even one of my clients showed me a marketing teacher that was using visual interruption techniques. And sometimes you might see this on, you know, video ads, someone going like this, or they using some really flashy colors. Well, I mean, you know, when you go to, you know, a busy shopping district, there's flashing lights everywhere. People, all the shops are trying to get your attention. So is that a good idea to do in our marketing? So that's what you learn, right? You're supposed to grab their attention, right? They use the word grab. You grab their attention, which I think our 45th president has ruined the word grab for me forever. But you're supposed to grab people's attention, and then you're supposed to keep their attention by being continually entertaining and whatever. So I don't do that, as you probably know. And I try to blend in. So let me first explain what the typical, you grab their attention, you keep their attention, you try to get them to do things. You get them, you know, this whole idea, you get someone to do something, you try to be persuading them to do things. And I always think, if I'm on that side, and I know you're trying to get my attention, keep my attention, get me to do something, it doesn't feel good. And I always come back to this, the golden rule of living, which is to do unto others as you want others to do unto you. And you don't really want others to try to grab your attention, try to get you to do things, try to persuade you. What you're hoping, I think, maybe you, let me know what you think. I think what we're hoping is that the other person is being authentically expressing of themselves, whatever they really want. We hope that they're comfortable with us, that they genuinely care about us, and are genuinely expressing their interests, their passions, and their care for us. I mean, that's what I hope how people treat me, rather than having an agenda to try to get me to do things because it's profitable for them. And yes, then I can work with them as a client. But it's like all these means to an end tactics is really what I'm trying to get us away from. Just to see the activity of marketing itself, not as a necessary evil, as a means to an end, but rather as itself a worthwhile activity of genuine expression and authentic compassion, right? So instead of using visual interruption techniques, which, by the way, I have to read a quote from one of my clients said this, and I thought that was really interesting. You know, she had learned to use pattern interruption techniques in her marketing days, and she said that people who reply to that kind of pattern interruption technique, there may be the worst possible leads that she's ever dealt with. She says, you know, if you, it's like you get so many bad leads, and eventually you get maybe a few leads, but it's really not worth all the exhaustion. So let's talk about the costs of doing typical marketing, interrupt people, you know, and try to get them to do things. The cost is that if you try to get attention, try to be persuasive, be entertaining, be outside of what you naturally are, that's the key. I mean, if you naturally are entertaining, great, wonderful. But here's the thing. I think you are naturally entertaining to your ideal audience without having to try to be entertaining. I think if you were, before you start making a video, if you do some, you know, energy reboot where you are feeling grounded, you're feeling good, you're feeling alive, you're feeling really interested in sharing your message. If you're genuinely interested, you are genuinely interesting to your ideal audience. You don't have to try so hard. That's the point. Okay. So And not everybody is like me or like you. I mean, everybody's way of being interesting is different. Some people are very interesting in a very quiet way, right? Very quiet, maybe even talking slowly, but they're interesting to their ideal audience. They might not be interesting to us, but they're interesting to their ideal audience. That's the point. The internet is so big, right? 4-5 billion people on the internet. 5 billion. That's 5 million people. 5 million times 1 million people. It's a lot of millions of people. A million people is a lot of people. Now you take 1 million people and you multiply that by 5 million. That's 5 million millions. That's so many people. Out of all those people, of course, there are tens of thousands that will really genuinely like you just for who you are. You don't have to be entertaining. You don't have to try to be anybody other than who you are. And that's the miracle of social media and Facebook ads. Yes, we can decry social media addiction all day long, but the reality is because everybody is addicted to social media, not everybody, but billions of people are addicted to social media, that we give so much of our attention to social media, it means if you use ads, it's easy to reach the people who genuinely would like you for who you are. There's never been an easier way. If Facebook were to go away, my God, it would be so much harder, honestly. If you took away Facebook ads and Instagram ads, and you said, George, how do we reach our right people? It's a lot harder. It genuinely is a lot harder. It's a lot harder to do SEO, way, way harder. For the people who know how to do SEO, they know how hard it is and how long it takes. It's a lot harder to do joint ventures and collaborations because you got to get influencers to pay attention to. It's a lot harder to do it all without Facebook ads and Instagram ads. So yes, we hate Mark Zuckerberg. And at the same time, we thank God for Mark Zuckerberg, because how else can we easily reach the people that are most meant for us? How else? I'd love to know. But anyway, that's a separate topic. I just been watching The Social Dilemma. I just finished watching. I have a bunch of notes. I'll do another video about it soon. So you can just be yourself, right? And so the thing is, the people who use a visual interruption, what happens is they grow a bigger audience faster, because of course, if you interrupt people, you get people's attention. And if you try to be entertaining, you keep their attention. But are they the ideal audience for you? Well, what happens is, I have been in the marketing world now for 11 years, full-time, having a full-time income, teaching people marketing for the last 11 years. Now, what I've noticed in some of my clients, but also a lot of my colleagues, et cetera, is that there are a lot of people who have quite a large audience, 1,000 email subscribers, 5,000, whatever, a large audience, pretty good-sized audience, right? But they have very few sales. Their audience doesn't really pay attention to them. It's because they used typical marketing tactics to build an audience that doesn't really care about them. They used visual interruption or other kind of attention-getting email acquisition techniques to build an audience that doesn't really care about them, and so therefore won't buy. I mean, how heartbreaking is that? Like spending all this time and money building an audience that doesn't care, that doesn't want to buy. And the problem is you feel like you have to keep up a facade of being entertaining or being persuasive or being whatever it is that you built the audience with, because that's the only way you can keep them, because that's how they came to you. Do you see what I mean? It's like, it's a little bit like dating, right? Like if you put up a front when you're, I haven't dated in many, many years, but I imagine this is what it's like. You put up a front on the first date. Oh, I'm this way or that way. That means you have to keep being like that, because that's what the person expects you to be. If you're not no longer like that, they're like, wait, you're not the person that I originally dated. You see what I mean? So it's like same idea, human relationships. With our best friends, the people who we most enjoy being around, they put us at ease. They make us feel comfortable. And when we feel at ease and comfortable, we light up. we can be ourselves in the most genuine expression. And therefore, they really see us for who we are, and they really like us for who we are. Your ideal audience is like that. Like I said, out of 5 billion internet users, there are bound to be what? Okay, let's just say 5 billion. What's 1% of 5 billion? 5 billion, 10% of 5 billion is 500 million. 1% of 5 billion is 50 million. That's 1% of the internet users in the world is 50 million people, probably between 40 and 50 million people. Okay, now let's take 1% of that. 1% of the 1% of the internet users are probably getting close to your ideal audience. So what's 1% of 50 million? That's 5,500,000. That's 1% of 1% of the internet users in the world is 500,000. Now let's take 10% of that. That's 50,000. I mean, that's such a tiny, you keep slicing and slicing and slicing. So that's my guess, is there are at least 50,000 people in the world who just resonate with you just as you are. 50,000 is plenty of people. I mean, most of us, even the most successful business, most of the successful self-employed professionals don't even have 50,000 people paying. I don't have 50,000. As you can see from my Facebook page, I have 6,000. And I have a very good full-time business. So I don't have 50,000. I have about a tenth of that. It's like 1% of 1%, and then take 10% of that, and then 10% of that. It's like I have about that, and I have a very good full-time business with a waiting list because I have enough people who genuinely resonate with who I am and what I do. I don't have to dress up, as you can tell. This is a cheap shirt. I wear the same thing every day. I don't edit my videos. Now, by the way, if you enjoy editing your videos, do it, because it certainly makes it easier for people to watch. It's just I don't enjoy editing videos at all, and I don't want to pay for it. So, sorry, I guess. And it's and not all my ideal audience watch my videos. Some of my ideal audience just like to read my stuff. The few of you who like to watch my videos, I'm grateful for. You're the part of my ideal audience who likes to watch my videos, and I'm grateful for that. But I reach people in different ways. I write authentically, and some people love that. And I make videos authentically, and some people enjoy that. And so you can be yourself is the point. It's like the cost of having to do typical marketing, of getting attention, being persuasive, getting people to do stuff, the cost is too high. You build an audience that don't care about you because you're not yourself. And also you exhaust yourself because you can't be yourself fully with your audience. You're afraid that you'll lose them, right? So be with your audience as if you were with a dear friend who puts you at ease. Then you can do marketing forever, because you're not really doing marketing. You're just sharing yourself. You're trying to explore your thoughts genuinely. You're trying to really serve them out of a heart of compassion, because you like them too. They like you, but they resonate with you. And so naturally you're going to say, well, of course I want to hang out with you, because you resonate with me naturally. Of course I want to help you. I want to do my best to help you. So I hope this is helpful. Don't try to get attention. Be yourself. See who shows up. Now, the being yourself and see who shows up also, of course, means that you need to work on reach. If you just post things on your Facebook business page and you don't run Facebook ads, it's useless. Facebook business page doesn't work that way. Facebook business page requires, I always tell people $30 a month, 30, 30. That's very reasonable. $30 a month of Facebook ads, you'll be able to reach 3,000 people a month, or 1,000 people three times a month. You know, it's plenty of people, right? So be yourself. Run Facebook ads or Instagram ads. Again, that's the easiest way. If they took that away, we don't know what we would do. I mean, yes, we could do it, but it's going to be much, much harder. That's all it is. It's just going to be harder for everybody. So be yourself. Run Instagram or Facebook ads while they're available, before, you know, regulation shuts everything down, right? And people will spread, the ideal audience members will spread the word about you. And that's how you reach more ideal audience members. So I hope this is helpful. George Cao, authentic business coach. I love talking about how do we build a business being ourselves and from a real heart of compassion and enjoyment of what we do. So I hope this is helpful. As always, I'm really interested in your reactions to this. This is helpful. Is this helpful? Do you have any questions that I can answer? And at this point, I'm going to go ahead and look at my Facebook Live, which I'm making right now, and seeing if there's any questions and comments. Thank you to Guerda for joining me. Greet, Moses, Charo, Pear. Thank you so much. Charo says, what a relief. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and Greet says, sales has become easy the day I start to show my real self and speak the truth. And Guerda says, thank you. I felt that. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Well, I can't see all the comments here, but I will later. Thank you again. And I appreciate you being willing to just be with me as I am without having to try so hard. Okay. Thank you. And see you soon. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. There's also a video version of this episode, and it's where you can add your comment or question about what I just shared with you. Check out the show notes and click on the link to get to the video. I will see you there.